Allegations of violence against women have reached crisis level for the National Rugby League this off-season, with two players accused of spousal abuse and one charged with aggravated sexual assault. The Australian Rugby League Commission announced yesterday it'll stand down players facing serious indictable offences on full pay while they're before the courts. Against that backdrop, a new program has been introduced at rugby league clubs in Victoria, aimed at transforming the culture of sports clubs and stopping violent behaviour before it begins. And those behind the program say it's working. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
On this training ground in Melbourne's East, rugby league players from 7 to 25 are hurling themselves at tackling bags. There are plenty of girls and women around, as players, club volunteers, and coaches.
Remember what I showed you? Give it a big cuddle.
The Eastern Raptors are 3 years into a trial of a program called Club Respect, aimed at creating an atmosphere of tolerance and acceptance. And that has led to a big jump in girls and women joining the club, says President Trent Ousley.
That honestly has been the reason why our big cultural shift has happened as well, like just having all these women around.
Changing the so-called blokey culture of sports clubs was the goal of the Victoria Women's Trust when it launched Club Respect. Mary Crooks is the organisation's executive director.
If you can change that culture, if you can develop cultures of deep respect, then you can actually start to make a real difference.
A key part of Club Respect are training sessions with anti-violence consultants Neroda.
Or there's a coach yelling.
Together with online links, coaches, volunteers and parents are taught how to deal with situations from violent behaviour to unruly supporters to sexism. Elise Sewell has been volunteering at the club for 3 years.
And the kids in this club, when they see their coaches and their parents and the trainers and everyone behaving like they should, really, towards anybody, not just women, it rubs off.
For the first generation of Club Respect players, the plan seems to be working. Cooper, Mia and Jack are all 10 years old and have been at the club for a year and a half.
You're meeting girls and treating them like you would treat your friends.
And it's really good that boys can accept women for who they are.
People need to understand that girls can do what they want to do.
NRL Victoria says 27 clubs are now using the program. The number of girls and women playing rugby league has tripled, and Club Respect has made it easier to retain players. But Eastern Raptors president Trent Ousley comes back to the change in the club culture. That's the big win.
I think if we can teach the kids now the core values for life, so respecting women, respecting each other, then maybe we can stamp out the next generation of domestic violence and really keep that to a minimum. And that's what we want, isn't it?
Eastern Raptors president Trent Ousley ending that report by social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont.